there on Podcast Line, and welcome back to Spoilers, your movie review podcast, where your hosts have lots of opinions but zero credentials. I'm your host, Hollywood, joined by our two regulars, Adam and Maestro. Introduce yourself to the fans.
Hello!
Hey, fans.
That's Adam. That's Maestro. Today we're watching a movie requested by my girlfriend. It is 2009's Obsessed.
Thank you, by the way. I appreciate it.
This is the Black Fatal Attraction. This movie was directed by Steve Schill, and it stars Idris Elba.
Who Fatal Oblaction?
Fatal Oblaction. That's a good title.
Yeah.
Yes. You kind of have to watch Fatal Attraction to see where they're going with this movie. Like, this movie just tries so hard to be Fatal Attraction, but the black version. Right. Like, the Tyler Perry.
Oh, no.
I feel like Tyler Perry. Do you know who produced this movie?
Tyler Perry?
No. Since I'm getting into the credits, like, directed by and everything.
Okay.
Irvin Magic Johnson produced this movie.
Oh.
Along with... There's another famous black
Jay-Z.
Person. No.
Marlon Wayans.
Oh, Beyonce's dad, I think.
Oh.
Because it showed executive producer Beyonce Knowles, Matthew Knowles. I'm assuming that's her dad. Or a brother or somebody in the family.
Right.
That'd be kind of funny if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just coincidentally a Knowles who's not related to her.
Yeah.
Anyway.
When's the last time you heard the word Knowles?
That's an uncommon last name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's spelled the same way, too.
Oh, okay.
So. Yeah.
I guess.
Married to Tina Knowles. Father of singer Beyonce.
Oh, there
we go. Father.
It's the dad. I knew it was the dad. This movie was directed.
Thanks, internet.
This movie was directed by Steve Schill, and it stars Idris Elba, who in this movie will either be Charles Minor or Charles.
Just Charles.
I guess Charles, because in this movie his name is
Derek Charles.
Derek Charles, and in The Office he was Charles Minor. So we can just call him Charles. Ali Larter,
or the gatekeeper is.
But he has
as
too long of a name though.
What?
From Thor.
Gatekeeper. Okay.
But he has
Luther.
A weird... Luther. No, it's not Luther. It's
no,
like...
he's a BBC TV show.
Oh, yeah,
Luther,
he's yeah. Luther, too. Yeah. Have you ever seen Luther?
No.
It's good.
Oh.
There's one scene...
He's British?
Yes.
He is British.
Huh.
He just disguises it.
Yeah, he's Pacific Rim. He's the...
Right.
Yeah, he speaks with his normal accent.
Yeah. Oh. You can kind of tell, we're canceling the apocalypse, the way he has that kind of British twang.
Yeah.
I don't remember
twang.
An accent.
Not twang, but he has a sort of accent in that movie.
I think twang's appropriate.
Okay. So Luther or Charles? Let's go with Charles.
Charles.
Yeah.
Since that's what Adam knows him for. And me and Maestro know him from Luther. Ali Larter, who, what do you want to call her in this one?
I want to call her Sybil.
From what movie?
Sybil.
There's a movie called Sybil
with a girl that has 40 personalities.
Yeah.
Oh.
In Heroes, she has like three personalities. It's like Jessica, Tracy, and Nikki is I think the girl she plays in Heroes. But, I don't want to know. Tracy and JC, those are too plain. So
okay.
I'll go with Sybil.
Sybil, okay.
Because it's also crazy as hell.
Okay.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And she is crazy in this
crazy,
movie.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
And Beyonce, who
yes.
yeah.
just
yeah.
obvious Beyonce.
Right.
She'll be Beyonce.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me hit you with a brief synopsis of the movie.
Okay.
A successful asset manager who just received a huge promotion is blissfully happy in his career and in his marriage. But when a temp worker starts stalking him, all the things he's worked so hard are placed in jeopardy. Again, similar to Fatal Oblaction. Because in Fatal Attraction, that one, Michael Douglas hooks up with Glenn Close. They actually have sex in that movie, and he's over her.
So it's all worth something.
So it's worth something. And in this one, he rejects her,
right.
but she still tries.
Right.
Do you remember his boss?
Yeah.
When he's talking to his boss, Charles?
Yeah.
When he goes, I bet you should have banged her just to get it out of the way since this whole firm might go down because
right.
of her. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, absolutely. I was thinking the same thing. Like, might as well, dude. What the hell?
So, right off the bat, we get the shots of L.A., and it says produced by Irvin Magic Johnson.
Yep.
I'm like, holy shit. Are you fucking kidding me?
You think it was Beyonce pulling strings? It had to be her pulling strings. Maybe she knows Irving or Magic. Irving sounds weird to call him that. Hey, Magic, I need to do a movie. I'm already super successful.
He's probably, like, producing name only where he just gave money.
Oh,
and he
okay.
gets a percentage of ticket sales.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Probably.
True.
And because I have a feeling that because Beyonce is an executive producer, she wanted to do this movie. She wanted to get this movie made. So she sold it to Warner Brothers or Fox or whoever made this movie. And she said, oh, by the way, I want to be in it.
Yeah.
And I want to do two songs that play in the movie.
Yes.
And I want to have the soundtrack.
That bothered the crap out of me. I hate that.
So that means in this world, there is Beyonce.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep.
And this character. Who looks like Beyonce and sounds like Beyonce doesn't know she is Beyonce.
Right.
I think we did this.
Anaconda.
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 Right.
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube is listening to Ice Cube So in this world,
it's so sad.
Yeah,
there's it's shameful, is what it is. This is like it's not a shameless plug. It should be a shameful plug.
Mm-hmm.
They should have shame, a lot of shame.
Yeah,
with a plug.
Yes, they're plugging themselves in their movie, which sounds sounds good, but it's not.
This could be taken so many different ways.
So we discover that Charles is the executive vice president.
Right. We start off with a lot of exposition.
Oh, tons of exposition.
Holy crap.
They just moved into a new house. They have a kid.
Yep.
And they have a mirror
on the roof.
On the ceiling of their house that they want to test. And Beyonce, I guess she was going to school and then they got married. Well, we find out later on that she was his assistant at this firm.
Right.
So he married her, and the rule is he's not allowed to have any female assistants.
Right, which is crazy, 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 crazy.
Because his assistant is the most fucking gay, like stereotypical gay guy
on
the planet.
It's a chick. He calls him. He refers to her to him as a lady.
Two times. Two times he should have sued this company for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Twice he says, "Now you ladies, calm down."
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's another one where Jerry O'Connell like fucking gives him a kiss on the cheek or something at the Christmas party.
Oh.
And I'm like, how the fuck is everyone cool with this? And I hate how gay people are portrayed in Hollywood because they're so, oh my God.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend broke up with you. Ice cream and popcorn stat. Like they're so obvious.
Yeah.
Ice cream and popcorn? That's what you go to?
Because you know they're going to talk eating ice cream and shit. I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
I actually stole that from Pat Oswalt. Hold on. what is it you do when you write a paper? You put the quote and you put parentheses.
Oh, footnote.
Cite?
No, yeah, you're citing your source. Okay. I cited Patton Oswalt on that.
Okay.
That was his bit. So on this show, it's a legitimate enterprise.
Right.
We do not steal jokes here.
No.
We cite them.
Right.
Unlike Mencia.
Right.
Who's a well-known joke stealer.
He's a super German name. I forget his name, like Zed or something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Screw that guy.
Anyway, we get hit with all this exposition. I want to go back to school. The rule was we would get married and you'd get a promotion and I'd have a kid and then I can go back to school.
Right.
Which I feel like is fine. He has an issue with it. He even says you're taking these online classes. You're at home. It's not like you're going on campus away from your kid.
He wants to be the breadwinner, I guess, which I feel like there's some nobility to that. But I can get where the chicks might be upset. Like, oh, let her be her own woman or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she wants to be fine. If she wants to be at home, then that should be fine too. I don't think it's sexist for a guy to say, I want to work and you stay home.
Yeah.
I feel like that's his way of taking care of her.
Yeah.
As best as he can.
Even if she does get her degree.
Yeah.
She won't make as much money as him ever. She even says it's not about the money. It's just about me accomplishing this goal.
Right.
That I set forth.
Yeah. So it's fine. And this is for them to be married and have a kid, to still be having this argument, I feel like, there's a lot of problems.
That should have been discussed before the marriage, especially before a kid.
Yes, yes. And the fact that she is so crazy jealous, this quote-unquote perfect marriage, I have red flags all over the place about this relationship.
Yes.
This is not a good relationship. She's crazy as hell.
She's crazy as hell too?
Beyonce, yeah.
Not crazy like...
Not Sybil crazy.
Sybil crazy,
yeah. But she has changed this guy into being kind of very like...
Hold on.
Almost scared of his wife.
So you're telling me... In the notes for what we were talking about when we were saying about this movie, is that this is supposed to be a perfect everything marriage, everything was good, and
in the synopsis you read, perfect job, whatever,
is blissfully happy in his career and in his marriage.
This does not sound blissfully to me.
Well, they're in the beginning, they're painted as a good couple.
Yeah, they go above and beyond to show, hey, don't you wish you were these couple guys?
Yeah,
oh, they're so cute.
Yeah,
everyone in the
office loves them. Everyone in the office loves her.
Yeah.
Oh, you're such a good guy.
And then, but then, just as soon as they get you to buy in the fact that everything's great, they introduce Sybil
in the elevator.
Right. Wow. Holy Christ. This girl is
she's a good looking
hot
chick.
Good God.
I don't really like white girls, but she's a very attractive white girl.
I've seen her in other things, but I feel like this is the top of
her
game.
I didn't like her in Heroes. In Heroes, she was
she's fine, but not like this kind of fine.
Yeah.
This is what Cameron Diaz is to The Mask versus the rest of her career.
Oh, yes. That's a good analogy.
Yeah. Whereas, like, she's never looked as good as she looked in The Mask.
Yes. I understand this reference.
Thank you.
Okay.
See? That's the best she's ever looked.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. If this was a point system, Adam would get the first point on the board.
Points!
Can you get them docked for Bruce Willis jokes?
How dare you?
I want to see how he puts them in here.
Oh,
let's see if he can get it organically without just like, if there's 2 minutes to go, I better throw them in. Okay. Let's see if he can get them in somehow.
Right.
Okay. I think I know a way you can get them in.
I think I know a way as well now.
Anyway, they're in this crowded elevator, and everyone gets off on one floor except for these two.
Right.
And she checks him out. He's reading his paper. And she goes, hi, you must work at Bendix.
Yeah.
The firm. Oh, yeah. How'd you know? Oh, I'm, are you a client? She goes, do I look like a client?
Yeah.
And he goes, actually, yeah. So already they're starting to sort of flirt.
It's a little flirty.
It's just flirting with a stranger. Like, I'm never going to see you again. I'll just say, be cute and be nice.
Yeah.
She pretends to drop her paperwork
on the floor. Pretty ridiculous.
Yes. And then he's helping her pick her up, and then her hand gracefully glides over his hand.
Oh, my God.
And he kind of, see ya. And then the elevator's doors open, and they go in.
And that was it. That was that moment is what sparks Sybil's craziness.
That gives her justification of, he's into me.
Yeah.
Because I touched his hand.
Right. I reached across. Instead of grabbing the papers that are right in front of me, then we've got the papers that are on the other side of the elevator and cross his personal space.
And this was many eye rolls from my girlfriend, Sarah. I've never seen this many eye rolls from her in a 90-minute span. This was one of several.
This is what you get for choosing this movie.
Yes, this was a user request from her.
Yeah.
Once again, if you want to request movies, spoilers at ratpatpodcast.com.
Nailed it.
There you go. See? Organically. That's how you do it organically. Let's see if you can get Bruce Willis in here organically. Okay. So you find out that she's temping there.
Right.
And she goes, I'm going to work for a Derek Charles. Oh, he's a big asshole. I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Derek Charles.
Oh, that's cute.
Ba-dum-ts.
Hey-o. Yeah. So it's like within like 30 seconds. Watch out. He's an asshole. Go to the office. She walks in. Oh, it's that guy. That's funny.
Ha ha. I love him so much more now.
Yeah, now.
He's funny.
Oh, he's got soft skin and he's funny. So far, I'm in.
My first note in this movie is, besides my second note, because my first one is Magic Johnson, ?
Okay.
My second one is, damn, this motherfucker's handsome. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's
Elba.
He's got a look about him, for sure, yeah. But my first note was exposition.
Exposition, yeah. Exposition.
He's the best law guy or whatever stockbroker in the planet.
Yeah.
He married his assistant. He's fantastic. Everything's great.
Everyone loves him in the office.
Right.
He's the most popular guy in the office.
They set up a lot really quickly, which I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Let's think about it this way. If you don't like the movie, it's a good thing because you get over that part quickly.
Okay.
If it's a bad thing, then it's probably because you never liked exposition to begin with.
Well, exposition should be gradual.
It should be organic.
Yeah. It's like this movie was what, like an hour 40 minutes or something?
Yeah, something like that.
If they would have made it 2 hours... then you got an extra 20 minutes to make the exposition happen naturally instead of rushing it all in. Here's what all happened.
Ah, I see.
So,
but then again, I don't want to see this movie for 2 hours.
Yeah. So the example I use, for those of you listening who don't know what exposition is, it sets up the universe that the movie takes place in. Because the theory is that you know nothing of this world going in.
You're jumping in a certain place in time in a life that's already
been
going.
It's a snapshot of this universe that takes place.
Yeah.
Adam always references his world, the world.
Yeah.
This is a 100-minute look into this world that exists.
Right.
So in order for the audience, us, to learn the history, they have to give exposition.
Yeah.
Some exposition you figure out on your own.
Right.
Others, it's forced down your throat.
It's just thrown at you.
The one exposition that I always use as a bad example is in The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
It's when Catwoman goes to the guy's penthouse. And she's looking for the slate.
Yeah.
And he goes, you mean the device that any criminal would love to have because it'll wipe you off the face of the earth and you could relocate?
Yeah.
Oh, so if your shitty exposition didn't help, here's more shitty exposition to explain what I was trying to get at first.
Yeah. You're telling her what
straight
she's looking
out
for.
What you're looking for.
Meanwhile, she's willing to kill to get it.
Yes.
Oh, wait. Are you talking about this?
Yes.
Just to make sure I'm on the same page here.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Unless it was sarcastic and he wanted to make a joke out of it.
Yeah. It could have been explained better later when she was talking to Batman. Like, so what are you looking for? This slate. What is that? This is what it is.
Yes.
Instead of in that stupid scene. All right.
Back to Obsessed.
So Obsessed.
Well, that wasn't exposition wasn't really a big issue. There were other issues.
Oh, yeah. Oh, plenty.
Much bigger bigger than exposition.
Yeah.
So Jerry O'Connell's in this.
Yeah.
You really don't see him much anymore.
Yeah. He was in the Can't Hardly Wait.
Yes.
As a jock.
Oh, yeah. The jock from older. He's like, man, if I were you, if I was me, I would have kept my girlfriend going to college.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
These college chicks are different.
Yep.
He's also in Joe's Apartment, the first ever MTV movie.
What?
It was this really shitty movie about a guy who lives in a dump apartment in New York, and these roaches live in there, and he can communicate with them.
Oh,
I remember that show. Yeah.
That's
what I will always remember Jerry O'Connell for.
For talking to roaches.
Wow.
MTV.
Their first movie.
Yeah. Well, this, okay. MTV should stick to music.
Which they don't even do anymore.
I know. Go back to the music. Stop doing all this other bullshit.
We just had the Video Walk Music Awards a week or two ago. Where do they play these videos?
I don't know.
YouTube.
On YouTube? They should just call it the YouTube Awards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The YouTube Video Awards?
The YouTube Music Awards.
Oh, Vimeo's another website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Jerry O'Connell's is his horny, I guess, partner in the firm.
Yeah.
It seems like he's a manager of some kind. He's up there in the ranks.
He's too young and too crazy.
He got promoted way too early.
Yeah.
Because he's all about banging chicks.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Laker game. Oh, I can't. I got to go home because I got to see the wife.
Yeah, but then again, this is an investment firm or something.
Yes.
Then he probably just does really well financially. Or his personality.
He's a good salesman.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess that comes across because he's got that kind of vibe that he's smooth.
Jerry O'Connell sees Sybil, and he's like, damn, look at the legs on that one.
Yeah.
We haven't seen a pretty girl like that since your wife.
Right. More exposition.
And that's more exposition. Yep. We find out that Beyonce was his ex-assistant and married her.
Right.
And then the rule was no female assistants.
Yeah. That was a rule that she put in place because, well, first, the temp ends up working there and
they start like messing around, like haha, joking with each other.
Yeah,
and he's buying into it. He's like, oh, that's funny. Haha.
See, at first he's just being polite.
Yeah.
And I don't see any type of a reason for her to think anything, but she's already thinking in her mind. But at the beginning, it's just being polite, normal office politics type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Goes home, tells the wife, hey, over the weekend, she comes back because the gay assistant somehow got a stomach flu. So he's out and she ends up switching with another temp to become the assistant for the day.
I had to wrangle the other temps, the other assistants to your desk.
Right.
And he's like, oh, interesting.
Yeah. Right away, well, because I already knew what the premise of the movie was before watching it, she poisoned this fucker.
Oh.
Really?
Yes, that was my
first.
So? Yeah, I think so. Because then later on, the other chick is
There's another
same.
Chick
yes.
who has stomach flu.
Right.
That's why she stays in the firm.
And then she ends up drugging him. All right, well, that's later in the movie. She's so crazy.
Holy shit, Adam. I never realized that.
Yeah.
Because she drugs him at the resort later on.
Yeah.
So she might have a pattern.
It's not beneath her. To do this.
Oh.
So she drugs the gay dude. So he gets a stomach flu. He's out for like maybe 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
She becomes the assistant.
Yeah.
And is perfect. She is the perfect assistant.
I already ordered those roses for your wife because every Monday you order roses for her. I already did this. I made this file. I'll be before 9 a.m., sir.
So it's like, damn.
Would you call that perfect? That's kind of creepy.
No. Well, in that world.
Real? Okay.
Not my world. In that world.
Okay. So. Would this take place in your
world? No, it absolutely takes place in my world. Absolutely.
There's nothing crazy in this, right?
No, this is torn from the headlines type of movie.
Yes. this, Law and Order.
Yes, exactly.
Ripped from the headlines.
Right. Yeah. This I could see happening over and over again, probably daily in L.A. Just L.A. alone.
Yes.
Twice a day in New York.
Yeah.
So she becomes the assistant and she's perfect at her job. She does everything well. And up to this point, you don't think, all right, she's crazy. You think, all right, she's a good worker. Why is she a temp? There's something wrong with her if she's still temping at this level of excellence. And then I get the first hints of craziness when she goes into his office, draws some papers, and then sits at his desk and starts going through his CDs. Like, that is out of bounds, madam. This is a little crazy. Now she's snooping, pretty much. Although it's innocent through CDs or whatever, but it's too comfortable for somebody that's temping for an assistant to just kind of just sit around in the office and
knowing
start
you're
things.
Gonna leave next week.
Yeah. What do you hope to gain?
Yeah.
Except now this is what there's some crazy. There's some crazy there. Got it. Now
it's being
understood.
Peppered in. You know what else is crazy? That he listens to CDs. Grow up and use your fucking phone or grow up and buy an iPod. Or use Pandora.
Right.
Yeah, you're at a desk all day.
Well, he's older, maybe he's caught in his ways.
I know.
Doesn't know how to
use she goes to the CDs because she burns him a CD.
Yeah.
And they IM each other. he's like, oh, I love whoever the fuck this band is or this group is.
Okay.
She goes, I know. I downloaded illegally. Hopefully I don't get arrested. And he's like, oh, it'll be totally worth it. Yeah, ha ha ha.
Right.
Okay, back to work. Planter. Yeah, playful banter.
Yeah.
On their IM thing at work.
Got it.
So he tells Beyonce, oh, we got a,
yep.
a temp. I thought the new rule was
yep.
no female assistants. Well, I can't control the temps who come in our office.
Yeah.
So then the next day, Beyonce's there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and this is what
to check her out.
So
because he says yeah. she's plain Jane.
Yeah.
Clearly not plain Jane.
So
right off the bat, he's lying.
Yeah.
He lies throughout the whole movie.
He doesn't lie.
He just hides that. That's a lie. But
yeah.
everything else from this point forward is covering.
Calling
not
her plain, I think, in his mind at this point is still probably true.
Okay.
When you're that stupid, crazy in love, especially as stupid as he is with this.
Because they're still newlywed. It feels like they're still on that honeymoon phase.
Yeah. I think it was like maybe a shotgun wedding. Because
he got her pregnant.
He got her pregnant at the Christmas party, apparently.
Oh, yeah. That's what we find out later.
Yeah. So I think the marriage kind of just happened. All right, let's move in together. All right, now the kid's about 6 months. Fine, whatever. So they're probably still kind of newlyweds, I would assume. But you also get a little peppering about Beyonce's crazy with this whole thing. The whole, oh, no female assistants, which I think is a ridiculous rule. For a wife to put on his husband that's bringing in all the bacon. and also, fire her tomorrow and then shows up the next day finding out, oh, you got a chick working there? All right. I'm going to surprise visit.
Yes.
Even though I get flowers every Monday for the past 2 years.
So crazy. So I go, because Sarah watched this with me
okay.
since she requested it. And I go, oh, so she's at the firm. Is she there to check her out?
Absolutely.
She goes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
I would do that.
Oh,
and she gives me like the craziest stare. I'm like, okay, babe. Smiley face.
Right.
And then she
shit.
I think most women would do that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't make it not crazy.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm not saying my girlfriend's crazy.
No,
every woman would do that.
No, you're not allowed
to say that. They would want to scope out
yeah.
who you're working with.
Absolutely. No. That's realistic.
Because an assistant knows everything about you. They know all your dirty secrets. They
right.
know what you do. They know everything about you.
Yeah.
So it's almost on an intimate level, you and your assistant.
It can be. Yeah.
It can be.
I can see that.
Not at this level because she's an assistant.
Right.
Not
a temp.
She's
assistant.
A temp.
Right.
That's what I mean. But, you know.
Yeah.
There's going to be a person who's going to be with you all day, every day, helping
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
She'd want to check her out.
Yeah. But also, Beyonce knows that this is only going to be for another day.
Yeah.
So she was my assistant today and maybe tomorrow and that's it.
Yeah.
That's not enough reason, I think, to go
yeah.
scope her out. But I also see it very possible to be happening because
mm-hmm.
of some craziness.
Yes,
I caught crazy from Beyonce
mm-hmm.
in that scene. I was like, all right, this is not good for him.
Yeah. So there's a scene in the break room
yeah.
where she's breaking down, crying. She
yep.
has boy problems. So he grabs his lunch.
You feel bad for her son?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jay-Z, man.
Yeah.
All right.
I wonder if he produced this. If he was like a secret backer.
Ooh,
he wasn't. He wasn't. His name didn't pop up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But you know he makes more money than her
yeah.
by a lot. You
right.
know he threw some money towards her, like, here, babe, why don't
yeah,
you
yeah.
make your cute little movie? I'll be busy running the family empire. So she's crying and he's like, oh, do you want to talk about it?
Oh, he almost leaves her. He almost
yeah.
leaves her. He could have got off scot-free.
Yeah.
Like, all right, she's crying.
Because
right.
he said, I'm going to take my lunch to the office. See ya.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay.
Right.
So he says, you're a pretty girl.
Yeah.
If I was single.
Yeah.
And see, right there, Sarah goes, what the fuck are you doing?
I know. I had the same thing. Like, too far. Too
yeah.
far, sir.
He goes, if I was single, you'd be a person I would
yeah.
like to have as a girlfriend, you know. So, you know,
yeah.
cheer up, Tiger.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to
You're
give
You're just
her
saying
that
to make it feel better.
Yeah. Just
oh, is it that. Working? Yeah. Yeah, it's working. It's
and then Jer O'Connell walks in.
Oh, God.
Jer O'Connell walks in. He's like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And she goes, nothing. And he leaves. And he goes, damn, Derek.
Yeah.
You're working on two assistants now? You already got one down? Like, he says something ridiculous
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Well, he puts in there in his mind that she's gunning for you.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of girls, they use the office as a hunting ground.
Hunting ground.
Yeah. And she's got you in her sights. Pew, pew, pew. He does a little gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why he doesn't really do movies anymore. Because of acting like that. So the
That comfort talk went way too far, though.
Yeah.
It was way across the line.
Now she has fuel for her craziness.
Now.
Like, he said that he would date me if he was single. Mm-hmm. I'd better get him single somehow.
Yeah.
So we find out that the company Christmas party's coming up.
Wait, hold on a second. Before that.
Am I missing something big?
No. I want to kind of a story that I heard.
Okay.
I was talking to a friend of mine that works at an office. And in the office, there's this dude that is, like, into her. And she's like, no, let's not do that. Well, first of all, you're married and you have kids.
The guy is?
Yeah, the guy is. But he's still pursuing my female friend.
Okay.
And she's been like, no, you can't. It's not going to happen. They go out to the bar for a happy hour with other coworkers. Then he's like coming on to her type of thing. And she's like, no. First of all, you're married. And he's like, well, what if I wasn't married? And she says, that's not even an issue because that's what it is. I told her, you just set it up that if he was single, then it could happen. She's like, no, I told him it's impossible. No. The words you said and what he heard, totally different.
Because the filter is, if I was single,
right.
You don't hear anything else.
No. Yes,
in that
exactly.
statement.
Right.
You just hear, if I was single, ...
Guys are Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Yes.
What are the odds? What do you think the odds are? 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000, 1 in 1,000,000.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Those are stupid guys.
Yes.
That's us. This chick is the same way.
She thinks like a guy.
Oh, if you were single, okay, got it. Mm-hmm. You're saying there's a chance. All right.
I don't think that's what she's going for. It's like, there is a chance. I'm taking it.
Right. No. Yeah. She doesn't hear it as there's a chance. She's saying it's a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So we find out the company Christmas party is a no spouses allowed policy. The reason behind it is, and even he says a lot of firms are doing this, it's because if your spouse is there, you're not going to really cut loose because you feel like you're being watched, which I think is a bad policy.
It is
because there's so much liability on the line.
Yeah.
Oh, my wife isn't here. I'm going to fucking get drunk and I'm going to fucking hook up with her. And now there's all this drama.
Yeah.
There's so many liability issues with that rule.
I'm going to go all feminist for a second. This is a white male run place.
Yeah.
We want free range to do whatever we want, and that is all.
Yes.
No wives. We're going to do our thing. Mm-hmm. We're going to do our thing.
Because the big boss is a white guy.
Yeah.
Older white guy.
Yeah.
And he's probably a racist, too. He probably just looks at Derek Charles like, I had to promote him. Cause,
son of a bitch.
Affirmative action. I feel like he's just like, because they're all pervs. Gerald O'Connell's a perv, and he's like a main guy.
Yeah.
The boss is a perv because he's a main guy.
From what I hear, in reality, this kind of job, this profession, whatever, it is a bunch of those kind of guys. They're just like they're dogs. Because money is their motivator to get more money.
And they get so much of it. It's like, what can I do now?
Yeah, now
like,
I want to flaunt it. I'm gonna buy this car. I'm gonna bang all these chicks.
Yeah.
That's the mentality of these types of individuals, but not the perfect Charles. Anyway.
Because he has the perfect wife, Beyonce, at home.
Perfect job, perfect wife, perfect kid.
Well,
perfect
now you know that she's a little crazy, too, so maybe she's not so perfect after all.
No, she's not. No.
Company Christmas party Cubs, and everybody's drinking. He's had a couple shots.
Well, first, he has to go get something to eat first.
Oh, yeah, they're downstairs in the bar.
Yeah, because Beyonce's like, oh, remember last time at the Christmas party, this happened, pointing to the kid. Like, yeah, don't get too drunk because you'll make another kid. So eat some food. Go get some food first. Fine. I'll go to this one place to get some food.
It's downstairs. I think it's in the same building, I think. They're downstairs. Sybil shows up.
Yeah.
And they're just flirting, have a good time.
Yeah.
And
what a coincidence.
Let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, takes off her trench coat and he's like, damn.
Yeah. he doesn't say that.
No.
You can tell in his eyes.
No, he says, wow, I think.
Yeah.
He says
something like that.
Something
but you can tell in his eyes, like, holy fuck.
Ooh, fuck.
Yeah.
Bad move, Charles. Again, showing more interest.
Yes.
Charles.
So they're flirting. Company Christmas party Cubs.
Yeah.
They're dancing, but nothing like a sexual dance. They're just kind of like, hey, dancing. Like how you would dance with like a friend at a wedding.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I did the same dancing last weekend at a wedding.
Yeah.
Where there's people that I know. There's some friends here, some female friends that I know. They have significant others.
Face to face.
Right. I know they're married. The husband's not here, but I want to dance. You want to dance. We're going
to
dance.
Face to face.
Totally innocent dancing.
And they fall under a mistletoe.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God.
I
rolled my eyes at that one. I'm like, are you kidding me?
It was planned by Sybil.
No. It was planned by the white dudes that want to kiss all the other girls that were
there. I know.
So he's like, better not. And does he kiss her on the cheek? I forget.
No. She says, how about a kiss on the cheek? Otherwise, people will start suspecting something.
Yes.
And he says, well, we'll just have to take that chance.
Yeah, so he goes to the bathroom.
Right.
And then he's peeing in the stall.
Oh, boy.
Which is weird. Why aren't you in the urinal?
No, no, he wasn't.
No.
He was peeing at a urinal. She comes in behind him.
And then he...
And rushes, pushes
him into the stall. Yeah. And then the fat guy who was Santa at the party is peeing at the urinal. And he's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the girl's
she's,
like...
She's trying to blow him. She's trying to like... She puts her ass into him and tries to ride
him. Holy hell.
And he's like, enough. And he... if I was... I would just covered her mouth. For the fat guy to leave. And the whole time, Sarah's like, why the fuck is he still in the bathroom? Get the fuck out of the bathroom.
These guys are dogs. That's why. Ooh, something's happening over there. Let me take a listen.
Oh, and then she said, when the fuck is that guy going to leave the bathroom? Meaning the Santa guy.
Yeah.
So he can leave.
Right.
And then she tries to make a move.
She is persistent.
And
holy hell, is she persistent.
Like a guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He rejects her. He leaves. And there's a weird scene after this. He's like half drunk. And Jerry O'Connell's like, where are you going? She comes out, and the gay guy, God, like, they made him so obvious. Yeah. Like, girl, what was going on here?
Yeah, you're in, looking for some trouble, girl, or something like that.
Let's dance. And they're all over each other on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And the next scene after this, there's a cop, like, woo, behind him.
Yeah.
Making you think he's going to get a DUI. And the car just drives off.
Right.
And I'm like, and then that led to nothing.
No, he then
goes home, and I'm like, what the fuck was the point of that scene?
The point of that scene was to imply that he knows he had too much to drink. And that's it. He drank too much. Maybe he should have had another burger.
Yeah.
That's what I got from it.
The best burger in town.
Apparently.
I want to
find
out.
John, the bartender.
Yes.
I just saw this movie, by the way, just like 2 hours ago. That's why it's all fresh in my memory.
Got it.
We saw this last night. So he goes home, and of course he doesn't tell Beyonce what happened.
No. And that's... Well, you wouldn't have a movie if he did.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just when I was like, God damn it, Charles. God damn it.
This is the perfect marriage. You're supposed to tell her everything.
I know!
So, the next day, it's a normal day at the office.
Yep. She plays it totally cool.
Yeah, she's like, hi, good morning, Mr. Charles. And he's like, hi. Like, he tries to avoid her. Like, he puts his hand over his eyes like, oh, hi, like, nice to see you.
Like, that works.
Yeah.
Like, he's a toddler playing hide and seek. If I cover my eyes, they can't see me.
Yes.
That doesn't work?
And what happens here?
The day ends. He's
That's right. The car.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes in the parking structure and the door opens and she sits there in a trench coat, like a flasher trench coat.
Yes.
And he goes, oh, what are you doing in here? And she goes, last night was so amazing and, blah, 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 at the Christmas party.
Yeah. He's like, nothing happened. He's like, what do you mean? In her mind, something happened.
Yeah, in her mind, she fucked him.
Yeah, exactly. They got
his
down.
Mind, nothing happened.
Right, he had missiles around his belt and everything.
She opens her trench coat, and she's just wearing lingerie underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, get out of my car, Lisa? Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa.
Lisa, get the fuck out of my car. Like, he's trying everything he can.
Yeah.
And then the whole time, Sarah's like, why don't you get out of the motherfucking car? Like, she's just going nuts. Like, why don't you leave the car? She goes, why the fuck are you still in the car?
Oh, it's his car.
Babe, why is he still in the car? Why the fuck is he still in the car? Like, that's... She went off. She was like, what the fuck is this guy thinking? Yeah, she was mad at me. Why the fuck don't guys leave the car?
I know. You get out of the car, right? You get out of the car. Tell me you get out of the car.
Yeah,
tell me
like, yes, babe, I get out of the car. So he goes, nothing happened. Get the fuck out. And he opens the door and she's like, she does this weird scream, this weird crazy bitch scream.
Yeah.
And right there, I'm like, holy fuck. She's going to fucking try to murder him.
Yeah.
Now, I've already seen this movie, but it takes me back to when I first saw the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this bitch is crazy. She's probably going to try to poison him, try to fucking kill him. And then he goes to HR.
Well, I want to talk about a little bit about how good of an actress this Ali Carter is. Because she, her face.
Oh, her facial expressions are amazing, dude.
Because she's in the car and she's just like all sweet and innocent. And then
and
she's
then
like
she
getting,
turns.
Goes to
180.
Nuts. Yeah, angry. And then back to like innocent, like within seconds even, just like. Why are you acting this way? It's just like, holy Christ. They just, whatever she's thinking in her head is on her face, and we all see it, and we all know it.
Yes.
She does an amazing job.
She was summoning her inner Glenn Close from Fatal Attraction.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this movie was originally called Fatal Ablaction, but then we changed it to Obsessed. So I feel like I should honor Glenn Close by being crazy like her.
I
am blonde. She's blonde.
Very well done.
Yeah.
Very well done with this trick.
So then he doesn't tell her about Beyonce about the car.
Well, he comes home and he walks in the door saying, I gotta tell you something.
Yeah, he's going to and she has the phone.
Yeah.
And she's about to get off the phone and then my girlfriend pauses the movie and she goes, let me guess what's gonna happen. This crazy bitch called home to tell her that something that we hooked up at the Christmas party,
that's
and then she's going to kick him out of the house.
I had the same exact
thought. Is that what's going to happen? I go, I don't know. She pressed play, and it goes, my sister called and said that her husband's cheating on her. And she goes, oh, that's dumb. She was all disappointed.
No, but that's a predictable type of thing.
Yeah.
In any movie or TV show, when somebody's about to fess up, I got to say something. Wait, me first.
Yes. That happens a lot.
Blah, 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 blah. What were you going to say? Oh, nothing. Nothing. Never mind. I feel bad now for what I was going to say, so I'm going to not say it.
Yeah, it's like, I got to tell my wife that I don't like Jews. And then she's like, did you realize that my dad's quarter Jewish?
Right, exactly.
What were you going to say?
Yeah. We should go to
Happy Hanukkah.
We should go to the Museum of Tolerance.
Yeah, that's that. I hate that shit.
Yeah,
that's easy. It's easy writing. There's other things they could have done.
Yeah,
I don't know what because I'm not a writer. I just know that was bad writing.
Those who live in glass,
right? Yeah, houses, right?
So her sister's husband cheated on her with someone in the office.
In the
Can
office.
You believe that?
It's the exact someone situation, the pretty much.
Yes.
Right.
So he's, what were you going to say? Nothing.
Nah. Nothing.
You want to go get dinner? Like, right. He just threw some throwaway line just to keep the movie scene going?
Yeah.
So he decides he's going to go to HR to report her.
Yeah.
And the guy who works in HR was in an episode of It's Always Sunny.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, first he talks to Jerry Connell.
Yeah.
He talks to him first. And like, hey, this is what's happening. He's like, fuck, dude, you can't go to HR.
Because how do you know that she's not going to spin it that you came on to her?
Right. You already have a history of nailing your assistants.
Yes. I like that. That was good.
Yeah. So he tries to go to HR anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know why he decides to do it.
So you find out that she quit. No reason. Just he let. Why? Were you going to complain about her work performance?
I got something to say. Wait me first.
She quit.
Oh, what were you going to say? I just thought she was in over her head.
Yeah.
That's all.
I thought that this firm was too much for her.
You want to get some dinner?
So now everyone's living a perfect life. Marriage is fine because he didn't say anything there.
A couple of scenes of everything being fantastic.
Oh, he got his big account that got the firm $125 million or something.
Yeah.
The guy agreed.
I think 225.
But, yeah, something like that. Something ridiculous like that. So he's on the top of the world. Everything's going fine. So there's a retreat coming up.
No, first.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, but before, I guess they find out that the deal went through, there's a scene where they're at home, and they're sitting there, and all of a sudden his computer lights up.
Oh!
Hey, you got an email.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you got an email. And Beyonce's like, why don't you check your email? No, I don't want to check it. What if it's the news about your big deal?
Yeah.
Fine, I'll check it.
So she goes to the bathroom to change.
Clicks on
it. Why would you change in the bathroom?
You're gay!
Yes, in front of your husband.
Well, she had to leave, so this could happen.
Yes.
That's all. That's all.
I know.
So he clicks on the email, and as soon as he clicks on the email, like, seven pictures pop up on his screen of the chick in, like, lingerie again. Or
she was wearing, like, a fedora and a t-shirt or something.
She was in a sexual position of some kind.
So he's like, holy fuck. So he's got to delete. And she's like, babe, I'm coming out now.
Yeah. Like, first, what kind of email?
What attachment opens up seven times unless you click it seven times?
I know. He's got a faulty mouse, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't know how to work the computer. He just clicks on it and then boop, 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 boop. It's like pops up all over his screen.
It's like
picture.
It's like the 90s when you would go to a website and like all those pop-up ads would pop up.
Yes.
Like 99 cent vitamins, porn website, buh, 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 stamps, buh, 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 buh. It's like that.
Yeah, right. But before you talk, wait, let me tell you something.
So all these windows start popping up. So he's like, come on, close.
He's clicking in slow motion as well, too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because I work on computers all the time, I'm just Alt-W.
Yeah, Alt-W. Yeah, Alt-W, Alt-W.
Close them all out. Or just quit the whole program. Quit, and then they all close. No, but no, she walks up just in time
that
to catch him
gone.
Doing nothing on the computer. What was it? Oh, nothing. I need a better spam blocker.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on with our lives.
And then he goes to his office the next day. You're right.
Yeah.
And again, another weird program in a computer.
Yeah.
He sends her an email saying, leave me alone, in all caps.
Yeah.
And then she sends him back an emoticon of a giant smiley face.
Yep.
And I saw this, and in my mind, I thought, is this something Adam's going to complain about? Because it's a giant blue emoticon with just a smiley face. And it's still. And he's like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on with this chick?
Uh-huh.
10 seconds later, the thing winks. What? Fucking emoticon.
Well,
Is it a GIF?
It is. It is possible to do that with a GIF.
Okay.
If you set
this
it up.
2009. Were GIFs around back then?
Oh, yes. Okay. Absolutely, they were around.
I don't know.
They were back ever since, what is it?
Maestro used to have his profile picture on MySpace was a GIF.
Yeah.
Where he, wow. he was him with like a red eye, and the red eye was like shining at you.
Okay.
Yeah. Or something crazy.
Yeah.
Like, woo! Creepy.
It's for Halloween.
Yeah. Look, GIFs are very popular. I was doing GIFs back in 2003. I was making my own GIFs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just because it was what I learned in Photoshop in my school or whatever.
I just figured because of that crazy email attachment program, it was similar.
It should have popped up 7 times.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Shouldn't any email from her pop up 7 yeah. times?
By the way, how do you reserve the email temp girl? Her email address is temp girl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Super simple, super easy. It should be temp girl 12345 because all the temp girls have been taken.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not the first temp girl in 2009.
Well, maybe it's from
temp's been around forever.
Yeah, but maybe it's from the company's actual like at something.
She's quit. She's fired. She doesn't have access to email anymore.
Yeah.
Shouldn't.
Does it come turn off immediately or what happens?
It should.
Yeah, this is a legitimate corporation.
Like, yeah.
I'm sure.
Like, plus otherwise then there's a paper trail.
Yeah.
On company servers.
Yeah.
Damn it, I couldn't say think of servers. On the servers on the computer, then they would show the email trace of her sending the pictures, her sending the emoticon, him saying, leave me alone.
Yeah.
That would come into evidence later.
Yeah.
It should have come into evidence later. What the fuck? Hold on.
Yeah, why didn't he, when the cop, he said, look at these emails she sent me.
Oh, plot hole. Plot hole.
Anyway, now there's a retreat for the workers.
This is confusing to me.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what this is about.
So the retreat is to... It's to
sell to somebody as well?
No. It's just, I guess, to get away to build team building team, or something.
Because it also felt like they were trying to make a sales pitch in the conference room at one point.
Yeah.
So No, you're right. No, it wasn't team building.
I think they're just going over stuff. They want to take people out of the office, like the key people.
Right. So they get there, and they're all sitting by the pool having drinks, and all the guys are like, all right, who wants strippers? Let's get some strippers, guys. Yeah. You in? Charles?
I'm married.
Wah, wah, wah.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Wah.
And he's terrified of his wife. He's terrified of Beyonce. That's what it comes down to.
Well, a lot of guys are scared of their... Ladies.
Oh, absolutely.
Because there's a meme I saw of I'm sure you've seen it. It's of the male lion in the corner scared while the female lion is like growling at him. And it says, no matter what.
Yeah, captivity or something.
It's something like that. Like, no matter what creature you are, you'll always fear a woman.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But Beyonce is kind of ghetto, dude. I'd be scared of her too.
But
I'm surprised Jay-Z is allowed to leave the fucking house.
Jay-Z should be terrified. After watching this movie.
He should have seen this movie on the premiere and like just turned and be like, this bitch.
She looks back smiling all creepy. Like, oh, shit. What am I getting into? Then again, he's like a real gangster.
He's for real. He's a thug. Dude.
Yeah. No.
She should be afraid of him.
Right. Exactly.
Look what he did to her fucking sister in that elevator. Right? Anyway. Waitress comes with a dirty martini served from the lady at the bar. He turns, and you just see a blonde chick. You don't see the face.
Which is a callback, because earlier in the movie, she orders a dirty martini at the bar, and the guy says, how dirty you want it? Filthy.
Yeah.
So creepy.
Yeah.
Does she make that face, too?
No. That's the vibe I get from that.
That's what she was thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Blah.
Like, looking at Charles, filthy. I want it filthy. Charles.
So he goes to the bar and she's gone, and then you see the out of the shadows comes a red dress and you see it's her. Hi, baby.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you doing here? And she's like, you said that you didn't want to jeopardize your job. That's why I left.
Right.
So we can be together. He's like, are you fucking crazy? I'm married.
Yeah. This is when the crazy music starts playing in the background.
Yeah.
Like,
I quit my job for you.
Yeah.
You said we couldn't do it as long as we worked together.
Yeah. So they're arguing and he turns and she roofies his drink. she puts some powder in his drink and he doesn't notice, and it's dissolving while she's distracting him, which I feel like even if he looked, you couldn't tell that something was dissolving in there. So he's like, you're fucking crazy. He's like, get the fuck away from me. I'm here for work. Leave me alone.
Right.
So he goes, and they go, got to be in the office, got to be in the meeting by 9.
Yeah.
And you could tell he's fucking feeling the effects because the camera's all moving. And
Jerry Connell's
like,
he's a horrible friend at this point. Because you look at him, you're like, there's no way that's alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's me as an experienced drinker.
And he goes, right before he goes to his room, see you tomorrow, lightweight.
Yeah. No, but me as an experienced drinker, I know how much I can have before I get
there's
that
high
bad.
Off drugs.
Right.
There's drunk.
Right.
And then there's just like something's wrong with that motherfucker.
This is not normal. this is not something I ate. This is not something I drank. This is something happening inside of my brain.
It's not something I smoked.
Yeah. I monitored everything that went inside of me. The effects I'm feeling now are not normal.
Yeah.
So that should have been a red flag. It should have been like, hey, Jerry, brother. Help a brother out type of thing.
Nah.
Not hospital. I mean, I would think something's wrong, but I wouldn't know what's wrong. I'd ask for some help.
Yeah.
But then again, that's Mary.
So he goes to the room. He lays down, and then she pops up out of the bathroom. And he's roofied. He can't do anything. He can't fight her off.
Right.
And she's kissing him like, don't worry, baby. It's okay. And she's like holding his hand. And then the screen goes black and he wakes up and it's like 9:30. And he's like, fuck, I missed my meeting. So he goes to the meeting and he walks in and the boss is like, oh, I was going to look for a search party for you.
Yeah. Oh, you're late. Yeah.
I hate that corporate office fucking where the manager tries to be funny.
Oh, by the way, everything that was corporate about this movie, it seemed like they were making up as they went.
Yeah.
Like, we need to make work type of things happen. Hold these papers. Put
it
them
seems
aside.
Like the screenwriter never worked in a corporate environment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because the whole time in the beginning.
Oh, I'll just have the horn dog make fun of the gay guy. No one will ever have a problem with that in an office.
Yeah, no, but even the busy work, like in the office setting before this, where Charles is like moving papers around his desk. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like, what is going on here?
I'm pretending to work.
Right, yes. I'm
looking
busy.
Look at me doing things.
Right. It's the kind of work you do. If you don't like your job and you just kind of get through the day.
And he's the executive vice president.
I'm just move these papers around to the side here. Shuffle these. All right. I'll take a note. I need lunch. Okay. Move these papers around some more. Just a lot of like busy work.
Set up a meeting with Smith as soon as you can.
Right.
Which Smith?
Yeah, all of them. All the Smiths.
All
please.
Smiths.
Yeah.
All John Smiths if possible.
Yeah, John Smiths. Also Jane Doe. Can we get Jane Doe?
And a John Doe.
Yeah, right.
And while you're at it, there's one client I'm trying to look for. His name's Heisenberg. Try to find him. He's in our New Mexico branch.
Yeah. New Mexico.
Anyway, some guy who works in the hotel comes in the conference room and says, sir, your wife's here. And he's like, oh, shit. So he goes and it's Allie. What's her name? Sybil.
Sybil.
Yeah. Hey, baby. I thought that meeting was boring, so I thought I'd get you out of here. He's like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Yeah.
I told you to leave. She goes, oh, you don't remember last night, do you? So apparently they had sex.
Yeah. So maybe... But it's still not worth it, though. I was going to say, it's going to sound like a douchebag. It's going to sound really douchebaggy of me. But so it happened, but he doesn't remember it.
Yeah.
So it's still not worth it to him.
So technically it didn't happen.
So like we were saying earlier, you might as well have. That doesn't count. Even if they did, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
Because he did not get to enjoy it.
So he's like, you know what? He's going to drag her in the conference room and show his boss, like, look, remember that temp? Yeah. This bitch is fucking crazy. What is she doing here?
That's a horrible idea, though. I mean, how's that going to go?
Yeah.
What do you expect? She's going to walk in like, sorry, I've been crazy, guys.
Yeah.
I'm stalking her.
What's the boss going to do? You better leave him alone or else I'm going to fire you. Can't do that.
Yeah, that's a horrible idea. He's not thinking.
So she snaps and is like.
Maybe roofies has an effect the next morning where you don't think straight.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
So she's like, ah, she has that crazy bitch scream again.
Yeah.
He goes back to his meeting and he goes to his room and she's naked in his bed and she's OD'd on prescription drugs.
Right.
And
by the way, fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Fucking
that's
brilliant.
That's pretty smart.
Oh, fuck.
Now he has no choice but to help her.
Right.
And the whole time Sarah's like, fuck that bitch. Leave. Let her die in your bed.
That's gonna look even worse.
I know.
That scene is perfect, but you can't do anything except help her.
I know, but her logic is, why are you staying? Leave. And then they're getting a gurney for her out, and the boss is like, I'll call you tomorrow. Like, he tells the boss, I'll call you tomorrow. And she's like, why are you going to the hospital with her? And then in the hospital, he's there. Why are you in the hospital? Sarah, the whole time, Sarah's just like, why are you in the hospital? Why do you give a shit?
Well, because...
He has to not... let her die because that would look bad.
Yes, he's going to jail for the rest of his life if this bitch dies in his room.
Yes.
He's going to be, even though it looks like suicide, it's going to raise all kinds of questions. It's going to raise he's going to lose his job. He's going to lose his wife. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's losing everything. So he has to make sure this works out. That's why he's there.
Yes.
It's self-preservation.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with I care about her. It's I don't want my life to end as I know it.
Okay.
So I think he calls Beyonce every night. Before he goes to sleep while on this trip. So he didn't call.
Right.
So Beyonce calls Jerry O'Connell and he's like, is he with you? Like, what's happening?
There's a little bit more crazy.
And he's like,
there's some more crazy picking out for Beyonce. Woo.
And he goes, I think he should tell you what happened. What happened? And then she shows up in the hospital, and I'm like, holy fuck.
It's about to go down.
And a detective shows up. He's like, I need to talk to you. He's like, so how long has this relationship been going on?
See, and that, he's real dumb, this guy. He's so dumb. First of all, the wife shows up. She knows nothing about anything that's happening.
She just knows he's at the hospital.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all. Because Jerry O'Connell, that's all
he
can give up by his
sister. You're not in a room. What's going on?
Yeah. What's the problem? I have some questions for you. Detective. Hold on. Detective's asking you questions. What's happening?
Yeah.
Let's talk.
And that's when you find out.
The detective tries to get him out. So you haven't talked to her yet. Do you want to talk alone? He's like, no.
No, I have nothing to hide.
Nothing to hide. Except you've been hiding everything. Everything has been hidden from your wife to this point.
Yes.
She needs context before you start explaining there's a naked bitch in my fucking room. Dead. Almost dead.
Yes.
She needs context for that. Because any normal chick hearing that,
And it's coming from Beyonce.
Oh,
and when black chicks get mad,
Even a white chick, I can see doing the snapping. Yeah. It's that level of crazy. You cannot digest that. I don't care who you are, where you're from. That to digest, impossible. He should have left. All right. Yes, he should have left. Like your girl was saying, leave. Leave. Talk to the detective by yourself. Uh-huh. Talk to the Beyonce by yourself. Let's all debrief each other.
Yes.
Let's get on the same page and then move forward amicably.
And the detective is just like, well, how long have you known her? How long has this been affair going on?
Yeah.
She's like, affair. And Beyonce, like, all this stuff is coming out. She leaves.
Girl.
Right before she leaves, he goes, so you claim you have nothing going on with you in her. And she goes, no. That's interesting because her contact for an emergency is you.
She was just lucid enough to give contact information.
And written on the piece of paper, it says Derek Charles, 555, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
and
right.
He's like, fuck. And Beyonce just storms out.
Yeah.
So they go home and she pretty much kicks him out of the house.
Yep.
He goes, I couldn't tell you because, like, what am I supposed to say? He goes, I'm your wife, Derek. You're supposed to trust me. I want you out of this house.
Yeah.
So she kicks him out.
It's all over.
And he stays at the Four Seasons or something.
Yeah. She tells him to stay at the Four Seasons.
Yeah.
Well, where should I go? First, go to hell. And then, but in the
pack
meantime,
your toothbrush.
Go to the Four Seasons.
Pack your toothbrush. Pack your vitamins.
So dramatic.
Yeah. And then she goes to the hospital.
The detective goes to the hospital.
She's on suicide watch.
Yeah.
And look, he bought me flowers.
Another brilliant
genius,
she,
dude.
Good God.
Fucking brilliant.
She's so fucking smart.
Yeah,
she's such a smart, crazy.
So smart.
Yeah. Detective comes in and says, "All right, he's saying this never happened. That all this is made up." He's like, "Oh, really?
Oh, he's only saying that to protect his marriage."
Right.
But
he's
then
so
he
cute.
Told me
such
at the resort. Yeah, he told me at the resort that it's going to be over anyway. So we're coming public with it. And the detective is like, "Interesting." And by the way, the detective is a woman. By the way,
yeah,
I think that's pretty important if you haven't seen this movie.
I also feel like if she's been a detective for long, that this kind of thing would kind of flush itself out.
Yes.
Because she's automatically on the girl's side instantly.
Yeah.
If she was a detective for a long time, she should know better than to trust anything.
Yeah.
And just kind of go by the evidence.
Yeah.
But then again, the evidence does not help out.
And if he would have said,
"Yeah,
hey, look at this email. Leave me alone."
Yeah. So she's sitting in the room like, wait, so he's saying that he doesn't know me. Then why did he send me flowers?
Yes.
Bum, the flowers.
And then there's a handwritten note saying, I'm sorry for everything that happened.
It's been a misunderstanding from yesterday.
Yeah.
Love, Derek.
Yeah. And the detective's like, interesting.
Oh, interesting. All right, maybe I believe you now. I'm like, fuck, brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, so the detective sees him again, says, oh, well, you don't have to worry about her because her sister picked her up and she's going to San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, well, maybe she'll get the help she deserves.
No.
So then.
All right, everything as you were. Everybody as you were.
Everything as you were. So. The movie gets a little slow. He's out of the house. He's playing with the son. He's trying to get the son. He's trying to get back with Beyonce.
Right.
So he says, it's my birthday next week. Okay. Yeah. They're going to go to dinner. So the baby. Right. So the baby.
But before you finish, can we go to dinner?
Yeah. So the babysitter.
Me first.
Yeah. Me first.
So the babysitter is watching the kid.
Right.
And Allie Larder.
Here she comes, Sybil.
Shows up at the door. Hi. I'm their friend, Kate. I was supposed to give a gift for the little kid.
Yeah.
And, the babysitter's like, who was in both Halloween, the Rob Zombie Halloween movies.
Oh, is
she
that right?
She was Laurie Strode.
Is she that quickly?
No, she's the lead.
Oh.
She's the Jamie Lee Curtis role in the Rob Zombie Halloween remake movies. Anyway, so the babysitter's like, I think you should call her because I don't really know you. She goes, oh, that's fine. She
another
calls
another brilliant move.
Call somebody and she sells it.
So well.
Girl, I'm here. And then, you know, Samantha or whatever, yeah, just wanted to confirm that. Why do I have my phone next to my ear? You can't see me. This is not a visual medium. So she's selling it good. Like, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, have no, fun with
be,
Charles.
Don't be mad at her. She's doing her job. Yeah, she's just doing her job.
And, and then she goes, okay, did you want to talk to her? And she has the, and
hands her the phone.
What happens if the babysitter said, sure.
Yeah. No, but she's so crazy and smart. She knows how
she probably has a plan for that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just snap her neck and go upstairs. So she's like, okay, I'll be upstairs for a few seconds. Bye. Yeah. And the babysitter goes back playing on the phone. And then they make up at the restaurant. They come home. So Sybil is playing, picks the baby up out of the cribs, playing with it. And then she's like, okay, so see ya. Bye.
Crazy. So crazy.
They come home and they're like, oh, you just missed your friend Kate. I don't know a friend Kate. Oh, she came to drop off something for the kid or whatever. They, what? They someone was in the house. Out. They flip out. They go upstairs. And then the kid's missing. So he gets in his car. He's like, that bitch can't be that far away. And then the kid's sitting in the back seat with the lipstick lips on his forehead. I'm like, fuck.
Good God. At God that point, damn. As a father, I'm going nuts.
Then Beyonce is like, nah, nobody touches my child. So they call his detective. And now the detective believes him.
Yeah. But so, this is the thing that upset me. Where he's talking to the detective. He's like, what am I supposed to do now? What am I supposed to do now? Buy a gun? Yes, buy a fucking gun. Buy a fucking gun and you shoot that bitch as soon as you see her. She touched my child? No, fuck her. I'm shooting first. Asking questions later. Yes, buy a gun. God damn it.
Oh, so Beyonce gets ghetto in this movie, dude. She calls her and says, "You think you're crazy?
Right?
You ain't seen crazy." No one touches my child. Like, she uses this crazy voicemail. Mm-hmm. So the cops are looking for her. So they install a security system. And, oh, God, this gay guy again. Fucking ridiculous. So she calls, Sybil calls the gay assistant. And he goes, oh, my God, I can't talk to you. I could get fired. He goes, we got to have girl talk soon. We got to have lunch with martinis. Yeah. Like, so fucking lame. And he goes, what's going on? And then he straight up says, what are you talking about? They're leaving to San Diego today. Yeah. He's going tomorrow and she's going today.
Here's the itinerary.
Are you there? Hello?
Yeah.
So Beyonce leaves. She's got to set the alarm. Yeah. Goes back. Ali Larder's in the bedroom wearing his old football jersey or something.
Or
some shirt that has his football number on
it. Right.
And just that.
So she's leaving. She calls Derek to check in.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too much communication happening in this household while there's also no communication happening in this household. And I'm calling the check-in and they're like, oh, did you set the alarm? Ah, shit. Forgot the alarm. She goes back and set the alarm. Here's the champagne pop going off upstairs. I'm going to investigate. And then goes and there's a standoff with the two chicks. Oh, I don't remember if this happened or not or if I just pictured it happening. Beyonce like taking her earrings off.
No. You imagine that.
It's a visual that I got.
That would have been good, though.
It's about taking off her rings, taking off her earrings.
This bitch. And then she starts to, can't touch the hair, dude.
Snapping off the nails. I pictured this all like, it's about to go down.
You don't touch a black girl's hair, dude.
Right. Yeah, right.
Taking the weave off it.
Right.
So they go in this crazy girl fight.
Right.
And then he's trying to call.
Mm-hmm.
Derek tries to call and Beyonce picks up the phone. She says something like, I'm taking care of business. This bitch is in the house. So she says something like that. A thing of that.
I'm going to call you back. Hangs up the phone.
Yeah. So he calls the detective first.
Yeah.
And then he's like, let me get a hold of detective so-and-so. So they're fighting throughout the house. Oh, and the first scene in the movie, it's established that there's a weak spot in the attic.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And I already saw the movie. Yeah. I told Sarah, I hope that doesn't come into play later. So they're fighting in the attic, and then she's leading her on, like, come on, come over here. So Ali Larder falls through the weak spot, so she's holding on through the ledge.
Yeah.
And Beyonce is like, oh, I can't let her die. Here, grab my hand.
Right, okay.
So she grabs her hand, and she's trying to pull Beyonce with her.
Mm.
And she pushes her off. She falls through, and she lands on the...
She grabs a chandelier. To, like, brace her fall. So she falls halfway, grabs a chandelier, and then falls the rest
then
of the
Then she slips off, and she falls through a glass table.
Yeah.
And her neck hits the iron...
Yeah, the beam. Whatever.
Beam or whatever that holds the glass part up.
Yeah.
And her eyes are closed, and Beyonce looks, and her eye just, bam, pops open like the craziest fucking way possible.
You know what that reminded me of?
Huh.
There's a scene in Die Hard. Where the guy's getting, like, he's choked out with the chain, and he, like, comes back to life for no reason and comes back to shoot people.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought. Like, when the eyes open, I was like, boom. Hey, it's that guy that we thought was dead.
Yeah.
Not dead.
From a scale of 1 to 10, how organic would you say that'd be?
Five.
Five?
I wasn't gonna
because it's similar to a Bruce Willis movie.
I was gonna go with the whole part when she was crawling on the in the roof, crawling through the air ducts. That was my first thought.
Oh, okay.
Hey, hey, come to LA. We'll have a couple drinks. Have a good time.
That is my favorite line in the whole movie. That and the it looks like Grace Kelly will not be riding off into the sunset with John Wayne at the end of this movie. That was Gary Cooper, asshole. So she falls off the chandelier. Chandelier rips off the thing and it lands and it crushes her.
Yep.
Which I don't know if that's enough to kill you. Well, it looks like that chandelier isn't heavy.
If you weren't dead, you can finally also get a good makeup artist to kind of like do you up so you look still alive.
Yeah.
Kind of like Bruce Willis did in Death Becomes Her.
That's good. Okay.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That was
pretty
good. Yeah.
And if you like Death Becomes Her, check out our episode on the website or on iTunes. Leave us a review on iTunes. That helps the show out.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so Derek and the detective show up, and Beyonce walks out of the house. Like, she walks out like strutting, dude. Like, yeah, I took that bitch out.
That's right.
That's right.
Who bad? Who bad?
Who bad? Who bad?
Who's going to jail?
Right. It should. The whole fight scene, I think, was way too long. And there's a scene where she was dragging her down the hallway for, like,
come on, bitch. Like, she's grabbing her by the ankle. And Beyonce's like, come on, bitch.
Yeah, no. Kill her as soon as you can. She's inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
You are protected. if you kill an intruder in your house, and it's already been established that this girl is crazy and coming after you.
She already broke into your house.
Yes.
Previously, and kidnapped your kid.
Yeah. You can just get a piece of glass, something, shove it in her throat, and be done with it. And then movie's over. But then she tries to save her at some point. Like, come on.
Yeah.
You're not serious about killing her. You're a horrible, horrible ghetto person.
And that's the movie.
Yeah, that's it.
It ends. I asked Sarah, I go, what was your favorite part of the movie? And here's my note. I go, so what was, did you like a part? Because she kept eye rolling through the whole fight.
It's a lot of,
she had so many eye roll moments.
The whole fight was too stupid.
Yeah. I go, did you have a favorite part, babe? She goes, I liked Beyonce's hair. Like the different hairstyles.
Because
she's a hairdresser.
Okay.
Sarah's a hairdresser. So she's like, I really like that. I go, you requested this movie.
I know.
You didn't enjoy it? She goes, it was pretty bad, babe. I said, I know. But it was bad in a fun way.
It was a little fun. It was a lot of plot holes and bad writing, but it was kind of fun. And I just think because everyone did a good acting job was enough for me.
What did you think of her acting, Beyonce?
Yeah, she was fine. I mean, she was. I feel like she was just playing Beyonce though.
Yeah,
I feel like that might be what she is.
Like if Beyonce was married to Derek Charles.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What this world
right.
would be like. Okay.
Yeah, but Ali Carter or Ali Larder.
Larder.
Oofa. New favorite. I'm gonna start watching some movies of hers.
There's not a lot.
There's not.
Damn no.
It. All right. I like me some Ali Larder.
You watch Heroes again,
all over again.
Just watch season one.
All right.
After season one, it gets ridiculous.
Now, that's okay. Well, now that I started, I guess she's super hot in this movie. How much of that do you think is because she's that crazy as well?
You like crazy?
I think in general, guys are attracted a little bit to crazy on a sub level.
Yeah.
So like, she's hot and she's got these facial expressions, but mm-hmm. that level of crazy is kind of just like, is that it? Because I don't want that to be it. I would like it to be just that she's got this look about her.
Mystery?
Maybe.
Too deep?
All right. Maybe.
All right. I'll talk to my psychologist about it.
So that was our opinion on the movie. As I said at the top of the show, we have lots of them, but we don't have any credentials. Now we're going to hear from people who actually have credentials. Do you want to hear good? We're going to hear from critics first.
Okay.
Do you guys want to hear good reviews or bad reviews first?
Too bad.
Yeah, do okay. bad first.
Bad reviews. Dan Zach.
This is from Sarah?
No. 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 Her review is just, I like Beyonce's hair.
Okay.
The end.
That's about as good a review as we might get from these critics.
Okay. Bad reviews. Dan Zach of the Washington Post said, as far as the crazy stalker chick genre goes, Obsessed isn't horrible. It's just intensely simple-minded.
Yeah. Very simple.
Greg Quill of the Toronto Star says, if the producers, I guess Magic Johnson, had done their work properly on Obsessed, I would not know. What the hell is this copy say? Okay, uh-oh. Let me start all over. If the producers had done their work properly on Obsessed, I would not now be wishing I could reclaim the 2 hours I wasted on this tepid, sexless, thrill-free melodrama.
That's true.
That was a little
at least
better.
At least in Basic Instinct and
but the only sex scene
they had a couple sex scenes.
Yeah, but the only sex scene in this movie would be rape.
Yeah.
You can't put rape on the screen.
Yeah, that's true. Stephen Holden of the New York Times says, the movie's most disturbing aspect, of which the filmmakers could not have been unaware, is the physical resemblance between Mr. Elba and Miss Larder to O.J. and Nicole Brown Simpson. It lends obsessed a distasteful taint of exploitation.
Wow.
Damn, I didn't even think of that.
No, yeah. That guy's racist.
That went deep.
That guy's crazy. He's looking for shit. No. There's no way that was thought. Nothing in this movie was well thought out. You think they went that deep into think, oh, this is an O.J. Simpson, a timely O.J. Simpson reference. That was years ago. It was like 20 years ago by now.
15.
God.
Because 09, O.J. was 94, yeah.
Jesus.
15 years prior.
94? That was 20.
We're now, but yeah. The movie was made in 09.
Okay.
So 15 at the time of the movie.
That's half right.
Joe Neumeier of the New York Daily News says, unfortunately, the whole movie seems constructed just to get the singer/actress into a knockdown catfight, shoehorning one of show business' sexiest entertainers into a scorned woman role. And even then, the payoff feels cheap.
Is it possible this movie was so that the Jay-Z fans will give her some cred?
Hmm? Well, she's only been in one other movie, that Austin Powers movie.
Yeah, again, people that are Jay-Z fans know Jay-Z and like Jay-Z because he's so like rough and tumble.
Yeah.
She needs to gain some cred in their eyes.
Okay.
You're marrying my boy Jay-Z? You better be gangster. Oh, look, she is. She killed a white bitch.
Maybe. Now we're on to the good reviews.
All right.
I only found one good review. Leo Goldsmith of Reverse Shot. I don't know what that is. Some blog, probably.
That happens at the end of the night when you've had too many shots.
Ew.
Oh. No.
I knew it would come to this, hisses Sharon when finding Lisa lurking around her beautiful Brentwood home, at which point I exclaimed, me too! And then the fun, and for many, the entire purpose of the film starts.
The fight scene.
The cat fight.
Wow.
That's okay. The only good review for this movie.
And that was the part I think I liked the least, was the fight scene.
I didn't like... That was lame.
It was real lame.
Rotten Tomatoes... This is part of the show where I make the guys guess the score on Rotten Tomatoes. For those of you unfamiliar with the scoring system on Rotten Tomatoes, it works like this. It's a cumulative score of critics and users. Score system goes 0 to 59 is rotten. 60 to 84 is fresh. 85 and up is certified fresh. Do you want to guess the score on the critics or the audience first?
So the audience first.
Okay. The audience.
Audience could not have liked it. Even though I there's parts that I enjoyed. There's a girl that I enjoyed in this movie, I should say. So based on that, I'll give it a 33% because she's a third of the movie.
Okay.
Would you think she's really a third of the movie? Because she seems like she's
Well, there's three main characters. That's why
that's true. Okay. I'm going to say a little bit higher because a lot of people might have a affiliation towards liking Beyonce and so forth.
Good point.
I'd say about 45 to 50. So 50.
46%.
Wow. Right between 45 and 50. Look at you.
Now for the tomato meter, the critics.
Okay.
Okay. This is different.
Okay. How so?
Well, because they're not supposed to be fans. It's supposed to be, you know,
right.
Based upon the actual movie, what's it actually about. So it's more closely to what you think than therefore from what the audience thinks.
I think there's going to get a lot of sympathy votes for this because it's Magic Johnson's part of it. Beyonce's part of it. These are all relatively influential people. Even though the movie sucked, I think critics will have to be like, all right, maybe.
Well, I never really heard about this movie until you guys brought it up.
Is that right?
Yeah, didn't exist in my world.
See, I saw it years ago. When it
really?
Came out.
Oh, in your world! This did not exist in your world?
Princess!
I did that joke just for you.
All right,
just
very for you.
So, tomato meter. Well, what's your guess?
I'd say about 35.
I'm going to go with 48 for the critics.
19%.
Wow, good job, 19. Critics. All right.
They hated this movie.
You redeemed yourself or they live.
trivia. This is where I just throw in little bits of, you know, facts I found about stuff. I only found two.
It is not Beyonce's real hair.
No.
No?
This is Beyonce's first movie role where she is not singing, although she has a song featured in the movie credits.
She's singing. She's not literally
the character.
Yeah, no, yeah, but
they mean the character is
insane.
In the background, you actually can see a woman, and that's actually Jay-Z with the wig on.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just joking. No. Yeah, that's not fair enough.
It's a horrible trivia question.
It's not fair.
And the only other piece of trivia I found was Beyonce and Ali Larder were nominated in the categories of Worst Actress and Worst Supporting Actress, but lost to Sandra Bullock for All About Steve and Sienna Miller for G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, respectively, at the 30th Golden Razzie Awards.
For Worst actress in
and worst supporting actress.
Really?
The worst actress, according to them, was Sandra Bullock for All About Steve. Right. And the worst supporting was Sienna Miller, who played Lady Deathstroke or whatever in G.I. Joe.
Ali Larder was amazing. She did an amazing actress job. She sold the crazy very well.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce, I feel like there's not a whole lot of acting to be done in here. It was just kind of just react to this scene as it's happening. Yeah. That's it. Your job is to react.
Yeah.
Ali Larder had to create this crazy, crazy character, which, holy Christ, did you think? Oh, I think I have a new crush. I got to say, I have a new crush.
You also have an illness.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'll talk about
stats. We want to put this film into perspective with other more successful films that were released this year so we can get a feel of how well financially it held up to its peers. This movie cost $20 million to make.
Oh, my.
20 million. Do you want to guess its total? It's a worldwide total of the U.S. and foreign market combined.
Okay.
20 million is what it cost?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
You go first or you want me to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to say about 60.
Okay.
I was going to go 50. Not enough. Because 60 makes it even.
No. It's a 20 million? 40 million makes it even.
No, three times.
It has to do like three times.
3 times it makes it even.
75.
Okay.
50.
Its total is 73.7
what
million.
What is wrong with you? What? How is that possible?
The U.S. grossed 68.2 million, and the foreign box office grossed 5.5 million.
Don't you?
You know what? The Beyonce fans again.
There you go.
Okay, that's where I screwed up.
Yeah.
All right. Well done, Maestro.
Thank you. Thank you.
This movie debuted in first place on April 24th, 2009 with 28.6 million.
Up against?
Oh, I don't.
Okay.
I should have put what it was up against. Yeah. Sorry. This was the 48th highest grossing film of 2009. Number one was Avatar with 750 million.
Okay, thank God.
Right. And that's all I have, really. All
right.
For Obsessed.
That took a lot longer than I thought it was going to take. There's a lot of things happening in this movie, which I guess...
At first, I wasn't sure if we would have enough.
Yeah.
But when you actually talk it out, it gets pretty
ridiculous.
There's
a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It gets really
maybe it's not that
bonkers.
Well, no, it's still pretty bad. But it's interesting.
Yes.
It was an interesting watch. I was wanting to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Even though it was kind of predictable, it was still like, okay, I'm interested.
Rah! Crazy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the noise.
Rah!
Yeah.
Rah!
Yes. Exactly.
It's like a parrot. You got a thing for parrots?
Yeah. Oh. They're angry and hot.
Follow the nose.
Guess where I rented this movie? Amazon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Perfect. Did you click through our banner?
Yes.
Very good. If you go to our website first, before you go to Amazon, click through our banner, go to Amazon, do your shopping as normal. We get a kickback, a little percentage. Doesn't cost you anything extra, but it's a way to support the show. Also on iTunes, same concept. You can go rent it to iTunes or buy it to iTunes. Click through.
Have fun.
Yeah.
Stoop around.
And that's it. If you want to request any movies for us to review or if you have any comments or anything.
Actually, don't we have a request coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week we got a request for
Equilibrium.
Yeah.
With Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Sean Bean, the man of a thousand deaths.
Right.
And
Batman 006, The Woods. Tay Diggs, the guy.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in the Woods.
Yeah.
House on Haunted Hill,
the
remake.
Good game.
Yeah.
And the guy from Prison Break.
Oh, he's in there for like one.
Yeah.
He's in there for one scene.
And also that weird guy. Oh, what's his? Oh, okay.
Save that for next time.
There's a lot of people in that movie. All right.
Oh, the guy who, William
Fichtner?
Fichtner? That's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. He's the guy.
Oh, I didn't see it. He looks Kevin Bacon-y almost, but not. Yeah.
He's in a lot of things.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
He's actually in a lot of
things. That's next week, so tune in for that.
Yeah. So until next time, this is Hollywood.
I'm Maestro.
I'm Adam.